Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his party has lost in a number of cities for the first time since 2002.
Every victory and every loss is the will of our nation, and we have to accept this fact as a necessity of democracy. We will admit that we won people's hearts in cities we won, but we were not successful enough in cities we lost, and we will act accordingly.
Erdogan, however, stressed that the initial results showed that the ruling AK party is leading by far across Turkey. With over 90% of the votes counted in Ankara, the opposition CHP party's mayoral candidate is leading by about nearly 3% in the capital. In Istanbul, the party's candidate is leading by less than 0.1%. Over 98% of the votes have been counted there. Provincial council polls have also closed across Turkey, and vote counting is underway. Overall, the AK party is leading its closest follower, CHP, by some 15%. AKP and opposition supporters have gathered in Ankara and Istanbul to celebrate. And what you see here are the live images that we are receiving from Ankara, the Turkish capital. And the Turkish president is talking to his supporters in a rally. So to discuss this further, we're joined by our correspondent Rahşan Saglam from Istanbul, and also Mr. Hatim Yavuz, a diplomat and political analyst, who is also joining us live from Istanbul. Thank you very much to both of you. Let's begin with our correspondent, Rahşan. Can you tell us more about the AK party? And, well, of course, Mr. Erdogan has accepted that he might be defeated in some major cities, but across Turkey, it seems that his party is still leading. Can you explain more about that?
Yes, as Erdogan is now addressing his supporters from the famous balcony, and he is actually hopeful that and happy that his party is leading this elections. However, if we look at the numbers and in the major cities and municipalities, we can see that the main opposition party, Republican People's Party, CHP, has actually so far, as per the ballots who were counted, in Ankara won, and the difference in Ankara is not really huge. However, it is important after 25 years of the CHP not winning the municipality election in Ankara, finally they have won this elections, and particularly with 92.2 of the ballot boxes opened and counted. Also in Izmir, the CHP, as usual, won this elections. In Antalya, the same thing. The CHP won over AKP. AKP won the previous elections in Antalya. Also, in, if we want to speak about Istanbul, the tie is very, very high in Istanbul. It's 48.7% to each, and the difference in Istanbul is only 4,443 votes up till now, with 98.8 of the ballot boxes counted. However, I think that the counting today is going to stop. No results. We are not going to get any more results tonight. We are going to wait for the Supreme Electoral Committee to announce the official and final results, which usually do not come the second day after the elections, but actually comes a week after the elections. So we are going to have a hectic week. Now, if we want to also speak about the results in Istanbul in particularly, which is, as I mentioned, the tie is very high in it. The candidate of the AKP, Bin Ali Yildirim, who was previously a prime minister in Turkey and now a candidate for the mayor in Istanbul, he spoke before the ballots were all counted, and he said that we won, and he was celebrating, actually, and he thanked Istanbul and its people for this win. However, right after his speech, Ekrem İmamoğlu, the CHP main opposition party candidate, went onto his supporters, and he said, and he accused Yildirim and said, you cannot declare a win with not all of the ballots being counted, and you cannot declare a win before the Supreme Electoral Committee actually announces the final result. This is illegal, and this is not accurate. also the CHP leader, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, went in another speech to his supporters, and he also criticized what Yıldırım did, and he said that we consider that the CHP actually won in Istanbul. Now, if we want to look overall at the map, yes, AKP won the majority of the provinces out of 81 provinces. However, if we want to look at the major areas and the major municipalities in Turkey, we can see that Istanbul, the tide is high in it. Ankara, Izmir, Antalya, and a lot of municipalities were won by the CHP. The AKP are also happy, and Erdogan mentioned this in his earlier tonight speech, before this speech that he's just making right now. He did mention that he is happy, and he is happy about the advances that the AKP has made in southeast the country, where the majority of the population is Kurdish. And of course, we know that in Şanlıurfa and other municipalities, the AKP had won over the HDP, the main Kurdish party. However, this win comes after work done by the AKP and speeches about national security to the people of those areas, speaking about fighting terrorism and a lot of that. Now, also let me mention here that Erdogan, in his speech, he seemed a little bit calm. However, he did not specify any numbers. He did not specify any municipalities won by his party. He seemed calm to try to show that he is accepting democracy, and he is trying to show the people that he will accept the result, whatever it is. He also spoke about some reforms in the country. He spoke about improving economy in the country. He spoke about some challenges that the country is facing, and also spoke about the national security of the country, which usually Erdogan speak about when he wants to gather votes. However, the gathering the votes is over, and now it is time to see the results of those votes of the people and see what the people wanted in Turkey.
Thank you very much. Let's turn to Mr. Hatem Yavuz, diplomat and political analyst, also joining us live from Istanbul. Thank you very much, sir. Now, our correspondent gave us a complete elaboration of the situation on the ground there, but what we need to clarify at this point is that we see that the race is very tight between these two parties. This means something, right, definitely, especially for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Ever since he took power in 2002, it seems to be the first time that he's facing such a fierce competition.
Well, thank you. I do agree with Rayshan, and I feel, from what I've seen on the statistics, that most of the numbers that have been changing against the AKP ruling party is purely because of the economic dire situation that started in August last year. So unemployment rate has gone up. The Turkish lira devalued by 40% on average. Say, if you do a cross rate, it's about 27%. And the ongoing fights, I should say, in bold language, with the US. So, for this reason, I can see that there has been a bit of a tide change. However, when it comes to Istanbul, which actually is the 30% of Turkish GDP and the size of all the Scandinavian countries put together, it's a big city. It's a big, robust mega city. It's a very, very tight situation right now. It's almost a 50-50 race that's going on. As for the other cities that the AKP has lost, yes, they were prone to be lost because these are very more left, center-left areas, such as Izmir, Antalya, which is very touristic and very foreign area, Adana. I was surprised actually with Ankara, with its change of tide. I was very surprised, in the last couple of hours. However, well, that's the way the game goes. And I saw this election to be very, very liberal, very, very fair, without too much manipulation between its citizens and its working parties. It seemed to be relatively strong. What was the most part of this whole election was I was surprised with the, personally I was surprised with the world news, where the Turkish local elections surpassed the Ukrainian general elections. That was very surprising in some context. It shows how important that Turkey as a center pivot of world politics and economics and geopolitics has shown on the world stage. So, you know, I mean, there's on one side you've got the Ukrainian elections going on that hasn't been completed yet, and you've got the Turkish local elections, the Ukraine's general elections. So I was quite surprised on the media coverage on that sense. But overall, Turkey has been split into two. Turkey is now very, very diverse, 50-50, by the election results that's happened in the local elections.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hatem Yavuz, diplomat and political analyst, and also our correspondent, Rahşan Saglam. Thank you to both of you for elaborating on the situation there, and thanks to all of our viewers for following this edition of the News Review with us.